Hey guys, good morning. Good morning. Yesterday I shared with you some of Rav Amital's ideas about Breishis, so today I want to share with you two pivotal psukim which Rav Lichtenstein would quote very often and how they characterize some of his fundamental values. Excuse me, in the second parak of Breishis, which is very different, as you know, from the first parak of Breishis, where man is given his mission and the Eitz Hadas and the four rivers, as opposed to man just being presented as part of the overall Bria. So there are two interesting psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu embeds Adam HaRishon, Vayikach Hashem Elokim Es Adam, Vayanicheu Bigan Eden, Liovda Uleshamra. Liovda Uleshamra. What does this phrase teach us? Two very interesting values. First of all, the balance between Liovda and Leshamra. On the one hand, as we're the pinnacle of creation, we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's masterpiece. The world was created for man. We're the only ones with consciousness, creativity, free choice. We're meant to harness all the raw material, the resources, the potential of this world, to advance this world. The march of science is driven by a religious impulse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want us to retain the world that we're given. He wants us to develop it, to advance it, Liovda. To perfect it, and to perfect it, we have to utilize all those resources. On the other hand, we're caretakers, we're custodians. We're not just meant liovda, we're meant l'shamra. We're meant to preserve it, because it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's masterpiece. So the balance between liovda and l'shamra, on the one hand, man is the center of creation. On the other hand, because of our high status, of our high station, we have to protect this world. That means that Jews, at their heart, are environmentalists, but not environmentalists for the reasons that people are driven to our environmentalism today. We don't fear that this world will end. Hashem promised Noach the world is stable. All the doomsday's prophecies won't come true. Avtikon tevel baltimot. This world isn't ending. Global warming won't subvert the world. There's no meteor collision. Hashem promised Noach that this world will remain stable. On the other hand, we have to treat this world responsibly. Liovda l'shamra, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered it to us, and it's a pikadon that we're responsible to safeguard. We're not environmentalists because we believe in Mother Nature. There is no spirit aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and because of man. We are not environmentalists because we feel that we're no more important than gorillas or whales or Amazon jungle frogs. We are more important because we're more important. We have to treat this world with care. We have to treat this world with responsibility while we're trying to advance it. So be careful. On the one hand, we're meant to advance the world. We're meant to utilize and harness all the resources. But that very mandate also obligates us to treat it responsibly. Liovda ulashamra. The second idea, which Rav Lichtenstein spoke about a lot in this pasuk, is the fact that we typically think that hard work is the curse or the punishment of Adam after he sins. What is Adam's punishment? For Chava, it's labor pains. For the Nachash, it's no legs and eating dust. And what's the punishment for man? B'zeas apecha toch alechem. In Gan Eden, everything was freely available. The four rivers provided everything we needed, effortlessly. Yet before the sin, this pasuk is before the sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to work. Li'ovdo l'shamra. Work is at the heart of human identity. That's called a work ethic. And one of the ideas that Rav Lichtenstein spoke about so frequently is the value and the importance of a work ethic, of working hard, of not wasting time. Rav Lichtenstein was a very, very soft-spoken person. He never spoke harshly. The only time I ever heard him use the word hate, I can't even imagine those words coming out of his mouth. He once said, I hate laziness. He didn't say hate people who are lazy. He hates laziness. And what we saw in Rav Lichtenstein and the type of work effort we saw and the type of punctiliousness and careful, a long time ago, this is in the early 80s before Rav Lichtenstein had a car, you could watch him and he would get up every day in the afternoon Seder at 4:19. Why would he get up at 4:19? Because he had timed how long it would take him to return his svarim to the shelves, walk down to the bus stop and make the 4:23 bus. So he didn't want to waste a minute. So he'd literally get up every day at 4:19 p.m. from his seat. Maybe it's 4:23. I forget the exact timing, but he didn't want to waste. At Rav Lichtenstein's Shiva, So his wife, Tova Lichtenstein, turned to me and said, whatever you do, don't let them whitewash Rav Lichtenstein when they write biographies that are hagiographic about how great he was, and don't let them whitewash his love of sports. Why did Rav Lichtenstein love sports so much? So partially because of teamwork and selflessness, but partially because of the work effort and how hard you have to work and how much you have to invest. And he would talk to us about, and remember he talked to us, I think after Jordan had a game after he had the flu, or something, I think he mentioned either, I spoke about it once, but I think he mentioned, I think I heard it from him. So we think that working is a curse. Working hard in life is not a curse. It will unlock your energy. It will unlock your potential. It will take you to places you couldn't have traveled before. And it's in this pasuk. Li'ov del l'shomer is at the heart of human activity. Is li'ov del l'shomer even before a person sins. The next pasuk, also an interesting pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Adam. So what's the command of Adam? Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Also wrong. The command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes both eating from all the trees and not eating from the Eitz Hadas. What does it mean you're commanded to eat from all the trees? If you're not hungry, you don't have to eat. Well, here's an interesting question. There is a world called mitzvah and chovah. Mitzvah, so you have to take a lulav, you have to put on tefillin, you have to learn Torah. Is there another realm called rishus? Do you have a realm in your life which is yours, which you have the freedom and the options to make your own choices? There are two classic positions, and I'll give you Rav Lichtenstein's position. One classic position says, of course, there's the world of chova, there's the world of rishus. When you're not performing mitzvos, you have your own choices. Obviously, those choices can clash with the Torah. So if when you're in the world of rishus, if you want to eat, you have to eat kosher. You have to make a bracha. But as long as you're abiding by the rules of chova, that bleed into the world of Rishus. That's your choice. You decide what to do. There's a world of Chova, and there's a world of Rishus. And the world of Rishus is completely yours, as long as you don't violate halachic norms. There's another person that says, there is no world of Rishus. You have to learn Torah. Every man in this room is chayiv to learn Torah every single minute of your life, if you can't account for it elsewhere. So there's no room for Rishus. Every minute you have to ask, what is my Chov this minute? Okay, if I'm doing a chesed, if I'm eating, if I'm sleeping, but every minute is driven and instructed by a mitzvah. Rav Lichtenstein's approach was a third approach. There is a world of rishus. And you can't necessarily, you don't necessarily have to bring over halachos that dictate what to do in that world of rishus. But your decisions in the world of rishus have to be flavored and infused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. The world of rishus isn't autonomy. See, I'll do what I want as long as I don't violate halacha. When you're involved in rishus, when you're eating from all those trees, metaphorically, you're eating from all the permissible trees, that has to be seen as, well, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in a general sense? And not only, well, what halachos govern me right now? Let's say, for argument's sake, a woman is not chayiv in Talmud Torah, so she doesn't have that every minute I have to learn and think about my time commandment. But does that excuse her from asking herself whether the decision she's making and the lifestyle she's leading is inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will? And that's where Rav Lichtenstein drew from this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu issues a command, and that command has two layers to it. One is a concrete command, mutter, aser, aser, mutter, shulchan aruch, what's aser, what's mutter. But the trees of the Eitz Hagan, even though they don't fall under that halachic district or precinct because they're all mutter, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Adam, when you partake of those trees of this world, see that as part of mitzivoy, the type of life you should construct for yourself. So these are two psukim that are juxtaposed in the second parak of Bereshis. One is the phrase li'ovda u'lishamra. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivoy encompassing not just the prohibition of the Eitz Hadas, but infusing or flavoring the lifestyles we choose. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.